to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Good morning. I'm here to help you start your day right. The best way to start any day, the way we start it each weekday morning together, is with some time with God. You know, if you start your day just by immediately focusing on the issues of the day, the deadlines that are due today, the people you have to see today, the stresses of life, the urgent things, then your life just becomes this cycle of following the pressure. That's not the way God wants you to live. God wants you to live a life full of purpose, His purpose for you. And you can only do that as you walk in a close relationship with God. You need to start each day, not in a rush, but being still with God. Give God some time. You'll never be sorry you did that. We're looking this week at some of the Psalms, and we start today with Psalm 116. The psalmist says, "I love the Lord, because He hears my voice and my supplications, because He has inclined His ear to me. Therefore, I shall call upon Him as long as I live." God listens to you. Never think He doesn't hear you. He listens. You should call on Him as long as you live, every day of your life. It goes on, "The cords of death encompassed me, and the terrors of Sheol came upon me. I found distress and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is compassionate. The Lord preserves the simple." A simple way of living, living in harmony with God. "I was brought low, and He saved me. Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you." Have you ever known that rest in your life that comes even in times of distress and sorrow, as the psalmist found? You can rest because you are walking with God, and you know God is caring for you. When you are in the center of God's will for your life, God takes the responsibility for your life, and you can rest. "Return to your rest, O my soul, for the Lord has dealt bountifully with you. For you have rescued my soul from death, my eyes from tears, my feet from stumbling. I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living." Is that your commitment in life? I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. "I believed when I said, I am greatly afflicted. I said in my alarm, all men are liars. What shall I render to the Lord for all His benefits towards me?" Do you ever feel that way? All that God has done for you, how could you ever serve Him enough? Of course, God doesn't expect you to pay Him back, but we never could, even if we tried. "I will lift up the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all His people. I want everyone to know how much I love God. Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His godly ones." When we die, we go to be with the Lord. And it's a beautiful thing. "O Lord, surely I am your servant. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have loosed my bonds. To you I shall offer a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call upon the name of the Lord. I shall pay my vows to the Lord. Oh, may it be in the presence of all His people, in the courts of the Lord's house, in the midst of you, O Jerusalem. Praise the Lord." I'm John North.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.